As any farmer knows, if he wants a generous harvest, he must sow generously into the right soil. Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. Well, this week I'd like to take you back to a recent live event in Birmingham, Alabama, where we examine the life choices of a faithful steward.
We're to be givers. He commended the widow and her two mites. Now, let me ask you this. What do you think her credit score was? High or low? Low. She didn't have any money. But what did God say about her? Her heart. He said to his disciples, come and look at her, remember her for all time. One day we're going to meet her. I met some of you in the audience. One day I'm going to meet somebody and she's going to say to me, you know, you used to teach about me. I said, you're her? You're her? The one Jesus commended as the second greatest giver in Scripture, that's you? He talks about the Macedonians and their extreme poverty, that they competed for the right to give. It talks about the famine when Agabus prophesied a famine in Acts chapter 11, that a famine was coming across this country. Imagine that was my message this morning. Hey, Birmingham, a famine is coming. You know what we're going to do to get ready? We're going to give. We're not going to hoard. That's how huge the chasm is between man's way and God's way. I don't want you to be thinking about how you're going to get wealthier. I want you to be thinking about how you're going to have treasures in heaven, not on earth.
If credit card debt is keeping you from saving or giving, call our friends at Christian Credit Counselors. You can learn more by calling 800-722-1976 or visit online at crown.org/CCC.